Hi guys. Can
Hello.
You guys each introduce yourselves?
Well, my name is Sapphire Debolo. I am the Project NAF outreach worker for the Mount Zion Community Development Incorporated.
And my name is Marcel Crago. I'm a private lactation consultant for Wholesome Lactation Care.
Very nice. Can you guys tell us about Buncombe County Breastfeeding Coalition?
Yeah, so Buncombe County Breastfeeding Coalition is basically focused on helping pregnant families and postpartum families find equitable resources within the community for breastfeeding, chest feeding help.
Mm-hmm. And it's different organizations that come together to just collaborate and brainstorm ideas on how we can make Asheville a more breastfeeding community.
Is breastfeeding still an issue? Is it a concern in today's age? Why is it important that?
Well, it's really important because, first of all, on a physical level, breast chest feeding, everybody thinks of it as a natural process that, oh, it's great, I'll just put the baby on, but it's actually a learned skill. And so it's really important. We don't have like the aunties and the grandmas that we used to back in the day. And now with the Affordable Care Act, there's like more resources available, and Buncombe Breastfeeding Coalition helps tie people in with those connections.
Yep, like lactation consultants that can provide the skills and teach parents how to breastfeed, because like Marcel said, it is natural, but it doesn't just come natural like instinct. It is a learned skill.
Can you guys clarify the difference between breastfeeding and chest feeding?
Yes, we want to be a really all-inclusive community. So there are folks that are transgender who identify as male but still have an ability to feed, and by using the word chest feeding, it makes it more
inclusive,
welcoming. And then there's families that have difficulty actually, like there's a lot of social pressure, and they unfortunately breastfeeding has been very sexualized. So some families either have difficulties physically attaching the baby, or they just don't even want the baby nursing at their chest. So then they do bottle feeding. And so that's why like the language is starting to change: breastfeeding, chest feeding, nursing, providing human milk. So we as an organization are really trying to be very all inclusive to all families. It's very important for us.
I see. Very nice. So you're having an event at Rabbit Rabbit.
Woo-woo!
Celebrating.
Yeah. We're so excited.
Can you guys tell us what people can expect from that event?
Well, the event will be August 3rd, 2024, and it will be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it's called the Lash AVL. And so what they can expect is lots of activities, a raffle. We will have
Free raffle.
Thank you. Free. And the event is free. But we at 11:30, we will have a latch on event, and that is that will be coordinated by La Leche, and it's going to be a community latch on event. And you want to explain more about that?
Sure. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of the local resources that we were just talking about. We're going to have IBCLCs, which stands for International Board Certified Lactation Consultants. So lactation consultants, basically. We're going to have prenatal and postpartum doulas. We're going to have chiropractors. We're going to have therapists that specialize in postpartum depression.
Yeah.
We're going to have pelvic physical therapists. We're going to have an OT who specializes in baby wearing, and she's going to be teaching classes throughout the day.
Yeah.
We're also going to have some nonprofits.
Lots of nonprofits. We're going to have Sisters Caring for Sisters. We're going to have Center for Participatory Change. And we're also going to have my organization out there, Mount Zion Community Development Incorporated. And on behalf of Mount Zion Community Development Incorporated, I'm excited to share our initiative in promoting breastfeeding education through our Project NAF program. And NAF stands for Nurturing Asheville and Area Families. And the Project NAF program has been in existence since 1998. And for the past 25 years, Project NAF has been dedicated to supporting Black, African American, pregnant and postpartum women in Buncombe, Madison, and Henderson counties by providing essential resources and education on breastfeeding. And we do that through our educational sessions, our one-on-one sessions, and community events and collaborating with the Breastfeeding Coalition organization, like the Latch On event. And
Project NAF is a big partner in this, as well as the Department of Human Health Resources. Yes. Wholesome Lactation Care has also been, we've been planning this for a year now, and it's now coming into fruition, and it's been really exciting. I also want to mention that WIC will be there. Safety Kids will teach safe sleeping. La Leche League is leading our latch on, which actually is 10:30. I didn't mean. Parents are very, we really, really hope that our community turns out so we can have a big picture of all us breastfeeding families, like showing our support. Like, we're here, we're doing this big breastfeeding chest feeding community. I also want to say we're going to have Read to Succeed. They're doing a story time. We're going to have a free yoga class there. There's just a lot going on, and we're like super excited for everybody to come.
But we don't want to share it all because we want you to come out, and we have lots of surprises. So
and come early because classes are going to start like right at 9.
Well, what does the future look like for Buncombe County Breastfeeding Coalition?
That's a good question. We would like for this to be annually. We want to continue this. We want to continue promoting chest breastfeeding, and we want Asheville to become a welcoming community where we can
do that, and also have the other piece to it is also focus on connecting our community with the local resources. So the future looks like all these local resources, we all know each other. The chiropractors can talk with the IBCLCs. Yes. The IBCLCs will be in good relationship with doulas, with Project NAF, with Wholesome Lactation Care, with La Leche League, all the names. And we've been very fortunate because we've had some amazing sponsors for this. Aeroflow has become a big sponsor to our event, which we're very grateful for.
Yes.
We've also have Appalachian Breastfeeding Network, and we've also had Moms Rising. And speaking of that, a representative is coming out from Charlotte, I believe, to talk about new laws that have been passed to support breastfeeding. So the future looks like we've got a great community, and people won't be shunned if they're nursing their baby in public. They won't be asked to go to the bathroom, work.
Employees, right. Employers will support chest feeding parents. And so we just want a solid foundation, a solid foundational support group for parents.
Yeah.
Well, how can folks get more information about the event?
Ooh, good question.
They can listen to the radio station, but also they can visit our Facebook page, Buncombe County Breastfeeding Coalition. They could also look into the newspaper.
Mountain Express has a big ad. It on Instagram and Facebook, it's Buncombe Partnership for Children .org.
Yes.
And there's a QR code. Please sign up so we know you're all coming. There's free giveaways. We have some really nice prizes if you come and, you know, see all the vendors there. So, yeah. Thank you.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Yes. Support World Breastfeeding National Week.
Yes.
So, come out.
Come on out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.